B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
I'm sure the man who covered the game also learned the same things that I learned. He covers the Sixers for The Athletic. He's on our Comcast Business Hotline. His name is Rich Hoffman. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Mike.
Well, Rich, listen, I saw a team, you know, to me it was a window into their soul. I'm still kind of shook by what I saw. I can't believe that a team that is supposedly a good team, number one seeded team, at home with a rabid crowd behind them, can blow a game like that. What does that say to you?
Yeah, it's, you know, I was trying to think when I was leaving the game, and Mike, I agree with you. You know, I don't care if they win or lose anymore. The fandom has been beaten out of me. I was shook leaving that arena. It was just absolutely stunning to see them lose in that way. And, you know, I was comparing it to the Kawhi shot, which I was also there for. Mm-hmm. And this felt different. The Kawhi shot felt like they lost a game, whereas this one felt like it was a moment. This one felt like this was a referendum on what they are and what they're able to do. And I guess I agree with you. I think they could come back. But yeah, we learned some stuff last night, and none of it was good.
You know, I was at the game, and I'm seeing. I've made this analogy a couple times. It's like a collapsing building, and they panicked instead of getting out of there and escaping or reversing it. So that means to me, the leaders that they had, the so-called leaders who aren't supposed to let you lose, let it happen, and now especially the coaching staff, who has seen these calamities and collapses, is unable to stop the bleeding on them. What gives?
Yeah, well, everybody is at fault for that one, Mike, maybe except for I would say Joel Embiid and Seth Curry probably deserve less blame than the rest of them. They both played very well for a lot of that game. But the coaching staff is part of it. Yeah, and this is, you know, this was always the question with Doc Rivers, you know, like he's overseen already a couple of the biggest collapses over the past decade in the NBA, and this would be another one. I mean, he went to that bench lineup that just doesn't work. Like, it's not consistent enough, and it doesn't score. And I would say, in his defense, like, I'm not sure there are a lot of great answers with the roster that has been built, but I guess the problem with what he has done this year is I don't think he has experimented much past this. Like, if Dwight Howard and Tobias Harris and a bunch of bench guards don't work, it's not really going to happen for him, because that's what he's going to roll with. And, I mean, the offense that they ran without Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid in the game was horrible during that stretch. And that was part of it, because they didn't run good offense at the end. But, yeah, I mean, this is the worst coach playoff series they have had since they started.
Yeah, well, that's telling, because you're right. He couldn't formulate a defensive game plan, or had the wrong defensive game plan for game one, and now 18-point lead goes down the drain, 26-point lead goes down the drain. To me, though, that's not that great of a team that you're playing, okay? They had a couple guys that hurt them last night. Two guys destroyed them, and I got to think that this so-called defensive pedigree, you should be able to influence the game defensively. And like, the one guy that can make shots other than Embiid goes AWOL on you with Tobias. I don't understand it.
I mean, it was a calamity, and you're right. They, you know what, the Hawks, they could be good in a couple years, but they're young. They're pretty limited on the defensive end, and they are not a good second-round opponent. You know, credit to them. I'm sure they're feeling wonderful today after those two comebacks. But they're not. I think the fact of the matter is they're not going to win an NBA championship. I think they'd probably get blasted in the next round, if I were to guess, if they were able to advance past the Sixers here. I agree, and that's what makes this worse, because they're not playing against a great team. And, you know, the defense, they gave up 40 points in the final quarter. Lou Williams got hot. But if they're going to play Lou Williams and Trae Young at the same time, there is no excuse for you to score 19 points in the final quarter. You have to attack those guys. That's the worst defensive backcourt you could ever find.
And that falls in the lap of Tobias, who's a guy who, with the ball, can get to spots where he can score. Explain him last night.
Yeah, I mean, it was just really disappointing. I would say, of kind of the three things you mentioned in that poll, which are kind of the three areas people would blame right away. Ben, Tobias, Doc. Tobias was just the most confounding because he really has had a good season. And, you know, at the end of these games during the regular season, you could say that it was a weird regular season, and that's fine. He has delivered. Like, he has taken smaller guys into the post and scored on them. And he played his worst game of the season last night in just an inexcusable spot. I mean, he was visibly shook in the fourth quarter.
He really was. And that's what I get out of that. You're visibly shook at home when you got all that kind of support. Like, what are you? Let's get to the nitty gritty here. I do think it is possible that they go into game six and get into a game seven. And it's hard for me to believe they could lose a game five and a game seven here, but that, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. If they do lose in this round, what happens?
A great question. If I were to guess, like, one of the major pieces of the core probably leaves. And look, that's just a guess at this point. And to be clear, like, it hasn't happened, but I'm not sure you can return with the same group. And, you know, I guess, like, theoretically you could fire the coach, but he just signed a big contract last year. And I don't think they're going to do that 2 years in a row. So I would think one member of the core would leave. And I mean, I think it's fairly obvious that who the most, you know, the kind of the most obvious person would be.
2-5, number 25. Let's just put it out there, right?
That would be the guess, right?
Yes.
Probably the one you can move. But look, I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I don't think you can, especially because you mentioned it, Mike, like, this is not a good team they're playing against. So to fall short against this caliber of an opponent, you have to do something different moving into next year. I don't know what that is and what is possible. I am not sure at this point, but you can't run it back.
All right. Well, you have any thoughts on George Hill? Is he just finished?
Yeah, that's another weird one because I thought he would give them kind of a stabilizing presence. Mm-hmm. You know, the way Daryl Morey talked about him, he thought he was going to close games.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now we have another guy who can switch and we don't have to worry about Seth Curry getting hunted. He's been really bad in these games. I don't know whether it's that thumb that's hurting him, but he's just tentative. He's not a threat offensively.
All right, Rich, what's your feel here? Did they lose game six? Did they get into a game seven, lose, or did they get into a game seven? Can they win? Like, what are you feeling after seeing that last night?
After seeing that last night, it's so hard, right, Mike? Because that felt like the end of an era in some way or another. I know there's another game. I still think they have more talent than them. Like, I still think if you look at the two games they have won in this series, those have been the most dominant games. You know, can they finish it? I'm not sure with, you know, Embiid tailing off in the second half. I mean, to waste that Joel Embiid performance in the first half is unbelievable. So I think it's possible, but if you made me bet, I think the Hawks finish it out in six because it's just hard to emotionally recover from that. That is an all-time collapse.
Yes, it is. All right, Rich. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
All right, Mike.
Rich Hoffman, athletic, covering Sixers. Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.